lots of people have set aside their old routines during the coronavirus pandemic. As part of our Mornings in Michigan series, Lauren Talley has the story of a group of Michiganders whose new routines are providing a public service.
That's the sound of my sewing machine. Normally, I like to sew clothes, but lately I've been making cloth masks. I tapped into my mom's seemingly endless supply of fabric, and so far I've made about 30 for family and friends.
Everyone who sews has always secretly known that one day their stash would save the world, and that day is now.
That's Tammy Davis. She leads the Mid-Michigan Mask Makers Group, also known as 4M. In March, an online post about mask making got her attention.
And one friend specifically who lives down in Washtenaw posted something about how she and her kids were sewing some masks because the hospitals were needing them. And I thought, well, gosh, I could do that. I might have a little fabric here and a couple sewing machines.
Davis created a Facebook page. The group now has about 50 people making cloth masks. They've sewn about 13,000 in a couple months. The group donates masks to hospitals, nursing homes, and grocery stores.
I guess we want a couple yards of this muslin because this works really well for the back layer. So elastic, probably. Those are 5 yards each, so maybe 4 of those.
Okay. Davis's house in Saginaw has become the headquarters for all their work. These days, she usually wakes up to pings on her phone of messages requesting fabric, elastic, or other materials.
My dining room is no longer a dining room. It's now a fabric and mask distribution center. Home Depot donated us a shelf, and that houses about maybe half the fabric, and the rest is all in boxes.
Davis refills supplies and collects finished masks from plastic bins set out around the Saginaw, Bay City, and Midland area. The group donates masks locally, and Davis delivers those, too. In April, she drove around 900 miles.
Okay, well, it's raining and winter, so I guess I'm not going to put this out yet.
Ironically, Davis is so busy coordinating that she hasn't sewn any masks herself. A lot of the supplies come from donations. A woman in Oregon sent the group 50 spools of elastic. One woman found vintage fabric in her stash that came from a store that hasn't been around for decades.
It's the idea of knowing that somebody had a connection to this fabric and bought it either because she liked it, because it was on sale. That's why she bought it, and now it's being repurposed.
Saginaw resident Karen Taylor is an avid sewist. She had been planning to make a quilt for her camper, but that was put on hold when she joined 4M and started making masks. Sewing is solo work, so she values the virtual sewing community.
But, you know, there'll be days where I'll say, oh, geez, my machine is jammed up. I've got to take it apart. You know, I'm going to have to take a couple of days off. And they're very supportive. You know, try this, try that. Get mineral oil. Did it work, Karen? Did you get it fixed?
Taylor's cousin was in the hospital with COVID-19. Her daughter is a healthcare worker, and her facility received a box of masks from 4M that included some of her mom's designs.
As I'm sewing, I often think to myself, if of the 500 I've made, if one saves somebody, I feel like Rosie the Riveter. I can't go to the hospital. I can't help out there. But I can certainly sew a mask or two.
Tammy Davis says the demand for masks is changing. She's seeing fewer requests from hospitals, but now 4M is donating masks to funeral homes and food distribution centers.
I can't say how long we'll be doing this, but we'll be doing it as long as we need to do it. If the need changes, well, then we'll adapt.
I'm Lauren Talley, Michigan Radio News.
Lauren Talley is our Morning Edition producer. To see photos of the 4M headquarters in Tammy Davis's dining room, visit michiganradio.org. The Mid-Michigan Mask Makers Group was created because of the coronavirus crisis, but now another crisis is affecting their work. Davis tells us flooding in the Midland and Saginaw areas has forced her to stop her usual pickups and deliveries. How has your morning routine changed during the pandemic? If you'd like us to feature your story, email us at morningsinmichigan@michiganradio.org.